started the hour with the CBS News report, and if you were listening, you may have heard some rather disturbing numbers about the economic state of teachers in this country. One out of every 10, according to this this study that they quoted, one out of every 10 Airbnb rentals are rented by teachers who are looking to make some extra money. One out of five teachers in this country has to take a second job to make ends meet. That was the CBS report. Compounding that is the fact that a lot of teachers in this country, including here locally, are also having to reach into their pockets to pay for school supplies that aren't covered by the district or the state. That is definitely true here locally. There is an organization and a really cool event that's held every single year where our community comes together to help out is the Teacher Supply Store, heading into its 12th annual year. Ribbon cutting for this year is going to be at 2 p.m. on Monday, August 20th at the American Legion Hall over on Legion Road. It is sponsored by the East Chapel Hill Rotary Club and the Chapel Hill Carborough Public School Foundation, and it gives hundreds of teachers a voucher that they can use to pay for school supplies that are absolutely essential as we start getting into the school year. We are joined on the air by Rob Maitland, who is the president of the East Chapel Hill Rotary that helps out with this and puts this on every single year. And it really is a terrific event that has given hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years in supplies to teachers in our community. Rob, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.
So tell us about the Teacher Supply Store and how it works. When teachers go into the store, what is their experience? What happens?
Well, as you mentioned, Aaron, it's estimated that teachers spend approximately $500 of their own funds each year to provide items for their classrooms and students. And this is our 12th year of providing support to teachers. What happens is we gather supplies for the teachers. We put them in a temporary location, and the teachers come to the American Legion hut, and they're given a voucher where they walk in and essentially shop for the services, for the products that they need for their schoolrooms.
That's really cool. And some of the things that we talk about in terms of school supplies are the things that people would expect, pencils and paper and glue and things like that. And then there's hand sanitizer and tissues and just sort of things that you wouldn't ordinarily expect until you think about it. Like, yeah, you kind of do need that to
That's
get
right.
through the day.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So where do the donations come from? Who helps out?
Well, generously, the supplies are provided by Staples, also from the Teachers First Fund, and of course, the Rotary Clubs here in town, led by East Chapel Hill Rotary, but also Sunrise Rotary, Chapel Hill Rotary, Rotary International, the Public School Foundation. All of these folks work together to support the teachers who, as we know, need as much help and support as we can provide. We are expecting around 600 teachers from grades kindergarten to fifth grade, all novice who are brand new teachers to the district, social workers and avid teachers who are focused on lower socioeconomic children. We are happy to support all those teachers. Each year we try to expand our offering, and we are looking for people to help support the event either with their wallet or with their work. And we would welcome anybody who would like to come out. Sunday we're setting this thing up. Also Monday we open up, and we can use all the folks that we can get. We'll be open on Monday and Tuesday.
Awesome. And then it's Monday afternoon and then Tuesday for kind of the better part of the day, right? 9
That's
to 2?
Right.
Yeah. Speaking with Rob Maitland, who heads up the East Chapel Hill Rotary Club, which has been involved in the putting on of the 12th Annual Teacher Supply Store, does this every single year. What is it about this issue and this event that really speaks to you and speaks to East Chapel Hill Rotary? Because I know this is kind of one of the signature events for you every year.
Oh, yeah, we're very proud to be part of this. You know, we've been doing this for 12 years, and we've given over $500,000. To teachers. We expect to be about $50,000 this year. And, you know, I've got two children that went through the Chapel Hill School Districts, and I know full well that teachers have to reach into their pockets for supplies, and it doesn't seem like that might be the best way to do it. So Rotary has a long history. We are focused on the international level of trying to cure polio. We're down to only three countries in the world that have polio, which obviously affects many children. And here locally, this is a great way for us to leverage our connections to the community to help the folks who need it most, our teachers and our children.
Awesome. And again, this happens every single year. You've done it for 12 years. Have you been there to see the teachers go through? What is it like for them?
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really terrific. some teachers get overwhelmed because, it's a tough gig to be a teacher, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're getting beat up all day in the classroom. You're getting beat up all day by the parents. You're getting beat up all day by the administration and beat up all day by all of the politics around this whole thing. And this is one time when they come in and they feel the love and are able to, it's a little bit like a rock concert or something when they open the gates, right? Because the teachers come flying in and there's a big scramble for all the different things. And it's a lot of fun.
That's really cool. Again, speaking with Rob Maitland. So people listening out there, they're interested in this. They want to help out. What's the best way? You mentioned you're looking for donations and volunteers. How can people get involved in the best way?
Well, even the smallest donation helps. We are able to get discounted supplies from Staples. So, if you're in the habit of buying supplies already for your teachers, this way your dollars can stretch a little bit more. You can make your check to the East Chapel Hill Rotary Foundation, and we'll make sure the money gets to them. Also, we can just use volunteers that want to be there and help with all the logistics. As you can imagine, there's a lot of loading and unloading and packing and everything that needs to be done there. And you could just come to the American Legion Hut and volunteer, and we'll put you to work.
Very cool. ECHRotary.org is East Chapel Hill Rotary's website if you want to get more information about East Chapel Hill Rotary. But again, 2 to 6 p.m. on Monday the 20th, 9 to 2 on Tuesday the 21st, all at the American Legion on Legion Road in Chapel Hill, and it really is a terrific event every year. Rob, anything else that people need to know about this event, the issue, how to get involved in the future?
I think we've covered it, but I'll tell you, what a privilege to be in a community that does understand the value of supporting teachers. Children are our future, and teachers are the guardians of those children, right? So just so happy and so grateful to anybody who could support the event one way or the other.
Again, it's the 12th Annual Teacher Supply Store at the American Legion next week, Monday and Tuesday. Rob Maitland, thanks for being here, and thank you so much, and everyone from East Chapel Hill Rotary for putting this on every single year. It really is terrific.
Our pleasure, Aaron. Thank you.